The Laws of Cricket 2017 Code, 2nd Edition, 2019, Copyright Marylebone Cricket Club Law 7. The creases, the positions of a bowling crease, a popping crease and two return creases shall be marked by white lines, as set out in 7.2, 7.3, and 7.4, at each end of the pitch. See Appendix C. The bowling crease, which is the back edge of the crease marking, is the line that marks the end of the pitch, as in Law 6.1, Area of Pitch. It shall be 8 feet 8 in / 2.64 m in length. The popping crease, which is the back edge of the crease marking, shall be in front of and parallel to the bowling crease and shall be 4 feet / 1.22 m from it. The popping crease shall be marked to a minimum of 6 feet / 1.83 m on either side of the imaginary line joining the centers of the two middle stumps and shall be considered to be unlimited in length. The return creases, which are the inside edges of the crease markings, shall be at right angles to the popping crease at a distance of 4 feet 4 in / 1.32 m either side of the imaginary line joining the centers of the two middle stumps. Each return crease shall be marked from the popping crease to a minimum of 8 feet / 2.44 m behind it and shall be considered to be unlimited in length.